Chapter 1, Section 3, pages 14 through 23. American Lands and Climates. In this section, we will explore the following questions. What are the 8 physical regions of the United States? How are rivers and lakes important to the United States? What are the major climates of North America? We will also define the following words: isthmus, mountain, elevation, hill, plain, plateau, tributary, weather, climate, precipitation, altitude, and El Niño. Page 14, setting the scene. North America is the world's 3rd largest continent. As the world map in the reference section shows, the Atlantic Ocean washes the eastern shore of North America. The Pacific Ocean laps at its western shore. To the north lies the Arctic Ocean. To the south, an isthmus, or narrow strip of land, links North America to South America. North America has many different features. For example, one of the world's highest mountains, Mount McKinley, is in Alaska. Yet, one of the lowest points on Earth is in Death Valley, California. You will find many examples of contrast as you read more about the American land. Types of landforms. North America has many landforms, or natural features. There are high mountains, rolling hills, and long rivers. There are grassy plains, dense forests, and barren deserts. Within these different landscapes are 4 basic landforms: mountains, hills, plains, and plateaus. Mountains are high, steep, rugged land. They rise to an elevation or height of at least 1,000 feet above the surrounding land. Few people live on steep mountainsides, yet people often settle in valleys between the mountains. Hills are areas of raised land that are lower and more rounded than mountains. Farming is often possible on hilly land. Therefore, more people live in hilly areas than on mountains. Plains are broad areas of fairly level land. Few plains are totally flat. Most are gently rolling. Plains do not usually rise much above sea level. People often settle on plains because it is easy to build farms, roads, and cities on the level land. Plateaus are plains that range from a few hundred to many thousand feet above sea level. With enough rain, plateaus can be good for farming. Mountains surround some plateaus. Such plateaus are often very dry because of the mountain cutoff rainfall. Mountains, hills, plains, and plateaus are only a few of the special words that geographers use. For definitions of other geographic terms, you may refer to the Dictionary of Geographic Terms on pages 24 through 25. Physical regions of North America. The landforms of North America form 7 major physical regions. The United States also includes an 8th region, the Hawaiian Islands in the Pacific Ocean. See the map on page 19. The 7 physical regions of North America offer great contrasts. In some regions, the land is fertile. There, farmers plant crops and reap rich harvests. Other regions have natural resources such as coal and oil. Pacific Coast. The westernmost region of North America is the Pacific Coast. It includes high mountain ranges that stretch from Alaska to Mexico. In the United States, some of these western ranges hug the Pacific Ocean. The Cascades and Sierra Nevada stand a bit further inland. Some important cities of the Pacific Coast are Seattle, Portland, San Francisco, and Los Angeles. An important feature of the Pacific Coast region is the San Andreas Fault. This is a 600-mile fracture in the Earth's crust. It runs through California from northwest to southeast. Most of the Earth's crust along this fault causes earthquakes. In 1906, a powerful earthquake shook the city of San Francisco. The tremors and fires that followed destroyed thousands of buildings and killed some 700 people. In 1994, another strong earthquake caused significant damage and loss of life in Los Angeles. Intermountain Region. East of the Coast Ranges is the Intermountain Region. It is a very rugged region of mountain peaks, high plateaus, deep canyons, and deserts. The Grand Canyon, which is more than 1 mile deep, and the Great Salt Lake are natural features of this region. Salt Lake City and Phoenix are among the few major cities of the Intermountain Region. Rocky Mountains. The Rocky Mountains stretch from Alaska through Canada into the United States. They include the Bitterroot Range in Idaho and Montana, the Bighorn Mountain in Wyoming, and the Sangre de Cristo Mountains in Colorado and New Mexico. In Mexico, the Rocky Mountains become the Sierra Madre or Mother Range. The Rockies include some of the highest peaks in North America. Many peaks are more than 14,000 feet high. Throughout history, people have described the mountains' rugged beauty and grandeur. The Rockies, however, were a serious barrier to settlement of the United States. When settlers moved west in the 1800s, crossing the Rockies posed great hardships. Some people decided to stay and live in the Rockies. Today, Denver is a major city in that region. Interior Plains. Between the Rockies in the west and the Appalachian Mountains in the east is a large lowland area called the Interior Plains. The dry western part of the Interior Plains is called the Great Plains. The eastern part is called the Central Plains. According to scientists, a great inland sea once covered the Interior Plains. Today, some parts are rich in coal and petroleum. Other parts of the fertile soil for farming and grassland for raising cattle. Chicago and Dallas are major cities on the Interior Plains. Appalachian Mountains. The Appalachian Mountains run along the eastern part of North America. They stretch from Canada in the north to Georgia and Mississippi in the south. The Appalachians have different names in different places. For example, the Green Mountains, Alleghenies, and Great Smokies are all part of the Appalachian Mountains. The Appalachians are lower and less rugged than the Rockies. The highest Appalachian peak is Mount Mitchell in North Carolina, which is 6,684 feet high. Still, early European settlers had a hard time crossing these heavily forested mountains. Canadian Shield. The Canadian Shield is a lowland area that lies mostly in eastern Canada. The southern part extends into the United States. The region was once an area of high mountains. The mountains were worn away to low hills and plains. The Canadian Shield lacks topsoil for farming, but it is rich in minerals. Coastal Plains. The region called the Coastal Plains is a fairly flat, lowland area that includes the Atlantic Plain and the Gulf Plain. The Atlantic Plain lies between the Atlantic Ocean and the foothills of the Appalachians. The Atlantic Plain is narrow in the north, where Boston and New York City are located. It broadens in the south to include all of Florida. Another part of the coastal plains is the Gulf Plain, which lies along the Gulf of Mexico. The Gulf Plain has large deposits of petroleum. New Orleans and Houston are major cities of the Gulf Plain. Hawaiian Islands. The Hawaiian Islands lie far out in the Pacific, about 2,400 miles west of California. There are 8 large islands and many small islands. The islands are visible tops of volcanoes that erupted through the floor of the Pacific Ocean. Some volcanoes are still active. Mauna Loa, on the island of Hawaii, is an active volcano that rises 13,680 feet above sea level. Rivers and lakes. Great river systems crisscross North America. They collect runoff water from rains and melting snow and carry it into the ocean. The mighty Mississippi. The Mississippi and Missouri rivers make up the longest and most important river system in the United States. This river system carries water through the interior plains into the Gulf of Mexico. Many tributaries, or streams and smaller rivers, flow into the Mississippi-Missouri River system. Among these tributaries are the Ohio, Tennessee, Arkansas, and Platte Rivers. These and other rivers provide water for the rich farmlands of the interior plains. The Mississippi River also serves as a means of transportation. Today, barges carry freight up and down the river. As in the past, people travel by boat on the river. The mighty Mississippi has inspired many admiring descriptions. Among them is this one from the 1937 film, The River. The Mississippi River runs to the Gulf, carrying every drop of water that flows down two-thirds of the continent, carrying every brook and rill, rivulet and creek, carrying all the rivers that run down the two-thirds of the continent. The Mississippi runs by the Gulf of Mexico. The Colorado River. The Colorado River is another important river. It begins in the Rocky Mountains and flows through Colorado, Utah, Arizona, and Nevada. It forms the border between California and Arizona as it flows toward the Gulf of California. Smaller rivers feed into the Colorado. These include the Green River and the San Juan River. The Colorado River created the Grand Canyon in Arizona. For millions of years, the river rushed over layers of rock, carving a deeper and deeper channel. Today, the Grand Canyon is 1 mile deep and 18 miles wide in some places. There are several dams along the course of the Colorado River. These dams hold back the flow of the river. They help provide water and electricity to the people of the Southwest. International borders. The Rio Grande and the St. Lawrence River serve as political boundaries. The Rio Grande is part of the border between the United States and Mexico. The St. Lawrence is part of the border with Canada. Five large lakes, called the Great Lakes, also form part of the border between the United States and Canada. The Great Lakes are Superior, Michigan, Huron, Erie, and Ontario. Today, canals connect the Great Lakes, forming a major inland waterway that is important for commerce. Weather and climate. North America has a variety of weather patterns and climates. Weather is the condition of the Earth's atmosphere at any given time and place. It may be hot or cold, rainy or dry, or sometimes in between. Climate is the average weather of a place over a period of 20 to 30 years. Two main aspects of climate are temperature and precipitation, or water that falls in the form of rain, sleet, hail, or snow. Several factors affect climate. One factor is distance from the equator. Lands near the equator usually are hot and wet all year. Lands near the north and south poles are cold all year. Altitude or height above sea level also affects climate. In general, highlands are cooler than lowlands. Other factors that influence climate include ocean currents, wind currents, and mountains. In the Pacific Ocean, wind and ocean currents interact to create the cyclical phenomenon called the El Niño. Southern Oscillation. The temperature of the Pacific Ocean, water plays a major role in the phenomenon. During an El Niño period, the surface water of the eastern Pacific Ocean warms. During a La Niña period, ocean surface temperatures cool. The Southern Oscillation affects weather patterns in nearly three-quarters of the world. In the United States, for example, The warm ocean water of an El Niño helps to cause frequent and powerful storms in California and the Southwest. In northeastern states, meanwhile, El Niño usually contributes to milder than normal winters. North American climates. The United States has 10 major climates. Look at the map on page 22 to see the locations of these climates. Marine. The strip of land from southern Alaska to northern California is called the Pacific Northwest. This region has a mild, moist marine climate with warm summers and cool winters. Moist winds from the Pacific Ocean bring mild temperatures and moisture that condenses and falls as rain or snow. The Pacific Northwest has many forests. This makes it the center of the lumber industry. Mediterranean. Much of California has a Mediterranean climate. Winters are mild and wet. Summers are hot and dry. Farmers and fruit growers must often irrigate the land. Because of the climate, this region produces crops that cannot be grown anywhere else in the country. For example, it produces almost all the nation's almonds, walnuts, olives, apricots, dates, and figs. Highland. In the Cascades, Sierra Nevada, and Rocky Mountains, a highland climate brings cooler temperatures. Conditions in a highland climate vary according to altitude. For example, Mount Rainier in the state of Washington, at over 14,000 feet above sea level, is snow-capped all year. During the spring and summer, runoff from melting snow provides water to the major rivers of the West. Many people vacation in the mountains so they can participate in winter sports. In summer, vacationers come to the mountains to escape the heat and enjoy the cool highland temperatures. Desert and steppe. Much of the southwestern United States has a desert climate, with hot days and cold nights. This dry region stretches as far east as the Rockies. In the deserts of Nevada, Arizona, and southeastern California, there is almost no rainfall. In many areas, people irrigate the land so that they can grow crops. East of the Rockies are the Great Plains. They have a steppe climate with limited rainfall. Summers are hot and winters are cold. Huge herds of buffaloes once grazed on the short grasses of the Great Plains. In the 1800s, activities brought cattle to graze on the plains. Humid continental. The central plains and the northeastern United States have a humid continental climate. This climate, with mild summers and cold winters, has more precipitation than the steppe. Tall prairie grasses once covered the central plains. Today, American farmers raise much of the world's food in this region. At one time, the humid continental climate supported forests that covered much of the northeastern United States. Early European settlers cleared forests to build settlements and to grow crops. However, many forests remain, and the lumber industry thrives in some areas. Tropical and humid subtropical. Southern Florida and Hawaii, located near the equator, have tropical climates. The hot, humid conditions make these regions good for growing such crops as pineapples and citrus fruits. The warm, tropical temperatures are also ideal for the tourism industry. The southeastern United States has a humid, subtropical climate. Warm temperatures and regular rainfall make this region ideal for growing crops such as cotton, soybeans, and peanuts. Tundra and subarctic. Northern and western coastal regions of Alaska have a tundra climate. It is cold all year round. The rest of Alaska and northern Canada have a subarctic climate with long, cold winters and short summers. Farming is limited to a small, fertile valley in southern Alaska. Almost one-third of Alaska is covered by forest. Therefore, logging and the production of paper pulp are important industries. Section 3 Review. Recall. Number 1. Locate. North America. Pacific Coast, Intermountain Region, Rocky Mountains, Interior Plains, Appalachian Mountains, Mississippi River, and Great Lakes. Number 2, define isthmus, mountain, elevation, hill, plain, plateau, tributary, weather, climate, precipitation, altitude, and El Niño. Comprehension, number 3. Name the 8 physical regions of the United States and describe the feature of each region. Number 4. How do rivers and lakes benefit the economy of the United States? Number 5. Describe the climate of the region where you live. Critical thinking and writing. Number 6. Drawing conclusions. Do you think more people live in the Appalachian Mountains or in the Rocky Mountains? Why? Number 7. Making decisions. If you could live anywhere in the United States, which physical region and climate would you choose? And explain.